And as always, Daniel,
yes,
my friend,
yes.
It has been a joy and a pleasure to speak with you. You are nothing short of always being entertaining.
Why, thank you, Scott.
Good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott. Alrighty.
Let me stop my recording.
Now is the part where Scott tries to figure out the name
I'm
of the file.
Full screen. Oh, God, shit, fuck, pussy, and a big goddamn. All right.
You weren't recording.
No, I was recording. I have to figure out the... Oh, God, that would be just too horrible.
It wouldn't be unrecoverable. I have your recording here.
Here we go. Year 20.
Although, I don't know if you're on original
Month
sound. Are you on original
11.
Sound?
Oh, I didn't turn off original sound this go around with you.
It's fine.
Is that going to fuck shit up?
No, because I don't use that recording for the show. I use your recording for the show, but you can turn it on now. You can click on it now.
I'm doing, wait a minute. 2-0 is the year, 1-1 is the month, and today is 03.
That is correct.
And I put the TDE and everything, Daniel. I did it all by myself.
Wow.
Motherfucker. Hallelujah. And I got it right. And now I'm going to just stick it in the folder.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Stick it in the folder when you're there. Shave your little tiny pubic hair.
I would have gone with derriere.
Tell your mama that she's got big tits and sit on your brother and do some shit.
Wow. So we went to... I'll talk about it on next week's show, but...
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, we went to the WikiWatchy.
How come you wasn't social distancing or wearing masks?
What do you mean? I was in a canoe with Zach. I live with Zach. I don't wear a mask around Zach.
Oh, I thought you were with two other people.
Oh, that's the other couple that we do stuff with.
So they don't have cooties?
No, they don't have cooties.
Okay.
We were outside. They were in a different craft. They were in a different, they were in
a kayak.
I thought
you were in the same, it looked like you were in the same. Don't
that's
give
because,
me grief.
Okay, that's because I was in the back of our canoe. And they were in the kayak behind us when I took that shot. So that was me in my canoe, and then I took the picture of Zach, who's in the front of my canoe, because he was
my canoe.
And I,
why am I not find? There it is.
It
I'm
is
sorry.
So difficult
to do what?
To canoe. It's just like kayaks, just like run circles, fucking around you. 19, and you're like just like, and it's just like, and they're like, oh look at me.
I was in a canoe one time, and it was at Disneyland, and there were a lot of us paddling, so it wasn't really hard. And then we started purposefully splashing.
Yeah,
our fellow.
So here's the thing: if Jason and Phil had been in a canoe, then we would have been traveling at the same speed, and it would have been nice and leisurely. But since they were in a kayak, which goes really fast. We were having to like work to try to even not, we had no chance of keeping up with them, but we had to like work just to like not be 10 hours behind them. So.
Did you get some muscular pain from the exercising of your muscles that you're not used to using? First you played a caveman, then you played a Jew. That's Jiminy Glick.
Oh, okay.
Interviewing Brendan Fraser. First you played a caveman, then you played a Jew.
Can you turn on the original sound?
What does it do when it's not on?
So if you listen to the pre-show / post-show, it's on now.
Yes, it's on. I turned off.
See?
I turned off
now,
original sound.
Everyone will hear the difference. So you'll hear it on the listen to the post-show, and you'll hear it. It's a marked difference. So what happens is that Zoom assumes that you're on a shitty laptop and have a shitty laptop microphone. So it does all kind of tricks to keep your voices from echoing. It assumes that you're sitting down with no headphones on and you're talking into a laptop microphone. So when people talk, your microphone's going to pick up them talking. And so it does all kinds of echo cancellation. And then it also tries to find repeating patterns in your background and take them out. So like ceiling fans or, you know, hums or whatever, it tries to take those out. It tries to clean up your audio. But since we are both using professional microphones and going through stuff to get to, and we're handling it on our own, distracts from that. So it just kind of, it lowers the quality of it.
Is our pre-show this going to sound like shit?
It doesn't sound like shit. It just, this sounds better. It's one of those, once you hear it, you'll hear it. It's like, you'll say, the pre-show will sound great to you. You'll be like, oh, okay, well, that was a cute little, I mean, the pre-show was only like 5-6 minutes long. But when you get to the post-show and you just did what you just did, you'll go, oh, I see, there's a marked difference in it. But I wouldn't have, if you didn't know that, like if you went back, it would make a big difference. But now that you're here, it sounds great.
Well, you know what, for the benefit of our audience, let's yes. try this. Yes. This is turned off original sound.
Yes.
This is turned on original sound. Mm-hmm. This is turned off original sound.
Now, I will make a prediction. I would say 85-90% of our audience will not hear the difference. You will. I will. Adam will. Like, people that deal with sound will hear the difference.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing then.
Yeah. And it really just gives you more dynamic range for me to play with. I mean, our post shows and pre-shows are compressed at a way higher compression rate than the actual show. The actual show I put out at 192 kbs, and the pre-shows I put down at like 112. So,
oh, gamle foshnaba nekleheke kona boduda se selo shamara ha wowo kalemanan. That's what that sounded like to me, Daniel. Okay.
So the thing that you should know is that MP3,
yes,
the file format that we all use,
yes,
is a lossy compression, meaning that the smaller you make the number of samples, it doesn't keep the, or it has to throw away stuff. It has to throw away information because it wants to make the file smaller. So it uses an algorithm that says, what is the predominant sound at this microsecond in time? I'm going to boost that dominant sound and throw everything else in any range outside of that away. That's what it compresses. So if you compress something really, really tight, like down to like 28K or, you know, 96K or something like that, you'll start hearing artifacts. It'll sound crunchy to you when you listen to it. It'll sound like an AM radio.
I also just realized that I forgot to boost to 48.
Oh, that's all right. That's not a problem. It'll pick it up.
Okay.
So Adam says, someone hold me.
Oh. Yeah, we all feel that way. Well, not all of us. Yeah. I think you have a confidence that I don't have.
It's not a confidence. It's a, this is inevitable. Something's going to happen. And I feel good. I feel like, you know, cautiously optimistic. I speak more confidently than I feel. But that's just to make myself feel better.
Do you think that you are by nature an optimist?
I try to be. Yes, I try to be.
So is it active? You're thinking about it? As opposed to someone who's just naturally born an optimist and naturally looks on the bright side and naturally sees the good. Mm-hmm. Is that you, or are you actively looking for the good, actively trying to see?
No, I don't actively do it. No, I try to. When I hear someone say, oh my God, ... this is the worst thing ever, whatever, my immediate reaction is to go like, well, what's good about it? Well, let me see if I can find something good about that, because let me see if there's something that will, there's,
Have you always been like that?
Yeah. I don't believe, it's not in my worldview that there are just pure evil, malicious people out there that are doing things solely for the reason of making someone else's life, you know, miserable. I know that those people exist, but I don't believe that there's a lot of them. And I believe that there are definitely selfish people out there that do things that as a byproduct may mess up somebody else's life, but it wasn't like an intentional thing for them. They just didn't care about you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but I still will go back to, and you may have answered it and I may have missed it. Have you always
been this way?
Yes,
I've always been. I'm the youngest of four. I've always been the optimist.
And are your siblings optimistic, pessimistic, neutral?
They vary. I would say my oldest brother is pretty optimistic. My next oldest, you know, so my oldest brother is pretty optimistic. My next mm-hmm. oldest brother, the one that's only 3 years ahead of me, is probably more pessimistic. And then my sister, who's the oldest of us, she's kind of neutral.
So why do you think your pessimistic brother is pessimistic?
He is a perfectionist. and has very, very high standards for himself. And I think he projects those expectations on other people. And so he has a difficult time imagining why people would do something differently than he would do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's interesting.
So that means
it's kind of like his way or the highway, but not that aggressive.
Right.
If you're not doing it my way, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
That's interesting.
I mean, he was an Eagle Scout. He wasn't valedictorian. His wife was valedictorian, but he was on track to be valedictorian before she beat him out there. He was the salutatorian. So it's like they graduated first and second in their class in high school. They were high school sweethearts. She's a doctor. He's a PharmD.
He's a what?
He has a doctorate in pharmacology. A PharmD is what they call it. So PharmDs are experts in drug interactions. So it's like hospitals will use them to like, well, Mr. Green down here needs to have some blah, blah, blah. And then the PharmD.
What do your other siblings do?
My sister is pretty much a housewife. I mean, she's pretty much her husband's a doctor, but she has a degree.
She married a doctor. Isn't that interesting?
She has a degree in psychology. She married a
doctor because dad was a doctor.
My brother-in-law was in practice with my dad for a while, as was my sister-in-law at different times. They were in practice with my dad. In fact, my sister-in-law is still in my dad's old office one day a week. But my oldest brother works for the same company I do. He's in the medical software business. So he's not a programmer. He's in sales, but so we both work for the same company.
Interesting.
And my sister-in-law, his wife, was the office manager for my brother-in-law, my sister's husband.
Wow. That's a lot of incest that it really isn't incest.
No,
there's a lot of interbreeding going on there.
Everyone in the family is involved in the medical industry somehow. It's like everyone is in some way, shape, or form. Even Zach, we're all in the medical industry. So,
what does Zach do?
Zach works for the company that I do. He is a claims analyst.
For Neuben Gleivishte.
Our clients who use our software to bill insurance can also hire parts of our company to handle their billing for them. So that means that they'll work their denials and like scrub their claims and make sure that the insurance company pays correctly and that, fixes problems with the claim. So Zach works in that department. He fixes claims for clients that are trying to get paid by insurance.
I see. You may have answered this question already, and forgive me if you have, but I'm old and I drink.
Yes.
Is that how you met Zach?
No. We met, when I met him, he was working for a bank. He was like a teller at a bank. And he hated it. And I was like, okay, well, why do you... And he's like, I have a master's degree in like social media or something like that. And I was just like, well, then don't work at a fucking bank. Go work somewhere else. So.
You met him at the... Did you meet him online?
We both played World of Warcraft together. That's how we met.
Oh, that's that. And that is the piece that you did indeed tell me, and that's what I forgot.
We played World of Warcraft.
I worked at a bank for a long time.
Yeah, we were on the same raid team for probably about six months.
Were you, Scott? Yeah, did you?
I did. I'm trying to finish my story, Scott. We were on the same raid team for about 6 months before we started dating. And then we started dating long distance. We video chatted and whatnot. And then I was going to move from Connecticut to Georgia, and he hated where he was, and his lease was coming up. I'm like, well, then just move to Georgia with me, and if you want to change careers, then move to Georgia.
And the rest is history.
And then he got a job, same company I am, and then that company said, hey, we're going to relocate all of R&D to Florida. And I was like, oh. And I'm like, well, if you move Zach also, I'll go. So...
It's destiny, Daniel. It's destiny, I swear. When things happen like that, it's like
now
amazing.
We live in the Stitch House.
That's right, and it's the Stitch House because of a number, and I don't remember.
626.
Oh, he was experiment something, wasn't
he? Was experiment 626, and our street address is 626.
Wow.
And
that's very exciting.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
I don't have Stitch behind me.
Are you going to send me a Haunted Mansion t-shirt?
Do you want a Haunted Mansion t-shirt?
I do, but I don't want you to send me one. I love the Haunted Mansion, Daniel. I'm insane about the Haunted Mansion.
Well, then I will pick you up some. I now know what to get you for Christmas. I'll get you some Haunted Mansion merch over at the next time I rule the kingdom.
Now, you're going to... That's absolutely precious of you, and you're going to think this is the most ungrateful thing that a person has ever said. Mm-hmm. But my Haunted Mansion is not your Haunted Mansion. My Haunted Mansion is Disneyland.
Yes, but the merch that they sell is the same between the two.
Oh.
Because...
Well, in that case, the exteriors, lots and lots.
The exteriors of the two mansions are radically different. Yours is a plantation style.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Style. But the rides, the actual rides were built at the same time. In fact, one of the trivia questions that people get tripped up on is, what is the oldest ride in Walt Disney World? The oldest ride in Walt Disney World was the Haunted Mansion because they built it at the same time that they built the one in California in 1969.
I was 13.
Right. And so it was built 2 years before Disney opened, and that it was the very first ride because they just duplicated it here. And then that was the joke was, is that the cobweb, by the time that they opened, the cobwebs were real. It flooded.
Yes.
Because it had been sitting vacant for 2 years.
Well, so was ours. Yeah. Ours was built long. I mean, it just sat
your
there
facade
forever.
Was built long
yes.
before the ride.
Yes.
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 And the difference between it is we don't have an elevator. Our stretching room just stretches because yours has to go under the railroad track. So you have to.
Yes.
We had more space, and so we didn't have to go under
so
the
we can
track.
Get to the showroom.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the characters are the same. All right. Let me rephrase. The hitchhiking ghosts are the same between them. The ghost host is the same between them. The fonts and the signage are the same between them. The differences are is that we don't have the hatbox ghost. We have a bride named Constantine. You have the hatbox ghost in the attic. We have a bride in the attic.
We have a bride, but she's not. We have a bride, but she isn't featured as
yes,
much,
right.
But there's a bride with a beating heart in ours.
Yes, ours is an axe murderer, and it's like you go through the attic and the
yeah, they didn't want to make her a victim.
And then that's one difference. And ours is a little bit longer because we had more room, and that's really it. That's kind of the only main differences between them. But I will look for Haunted Mansion merchandise.
You're very kind. You know, I got so much of that stuff as a kid, and it would be so fucking valuable right now if I still had it.
Did you not see us on our... Didn't we do a Haunted Mansion diorama on our WDW Aristocrats?
I would have seen it had you done it.
I think we did. I'm looking now. Boop, 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 boop. This is the music that I use to kill time while I am looking. Oh, we're up. We're up to 845 subscribers today.
845 subscribers. Oh, to your WDW?
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Let's see. I want to go to our channel. And I want to search on our channel. Can I search there? What was it called? Diorama?
The Haunted Mansion.
Diorama. Building Disney Diorama Boxes, Haunted Mansion, and the Tiki Room set.
I have a vague recollection.
Yeah.
But I will revisit it.
It was a...
And perhaps we can speak of it at another time.
Yes. All right. I'm going to let you go because I have to make taco salad.
Ooh, fun.
Because...
Hopefully you'll be able to keep it down.
Oh, I will.
Hopefully we'll all be able to keep our dinners down.
And then I think I'm just going to do what I do every election night is I'm probably just going to play World of Warcraft and I'll have the audio from MSNBC going or whatever. There's so many commercials and they repeat the information so often that it's just kind of on while I'm doing other things.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting really, really, really drunk, which is not unusual.
I can't do that.
I know.
I gotta wake up in the morning.
You have responsibilities.
I can smoke pot. Then I can wake up and I'm fine. But it's like, can't drink. So I'll smoke.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye,
all right,
Scott.
Daniel. Have a wonderful, I hope it just is a wonderful evening. And say hello to Zachary for me.
I will.
And one last question.
Yes?
What was your childhood nickname?